Doing the mahi, three waters, ko te wai te oranga o ngā mea katoa. Water is the life-giver of all things. The term three waters refers to drinking water, that's water supply, storm water, and waste water. There has been a lot going on in the three waters area locally, regionally, and nationally. Three Waters Reform. The government has stepped in, leading reform work to look at how the delivery of water services could be improved through entities that would sit outside of councils, with a focus on drinking water and wastewater initially. The reforms look at how these entities could be designed, including how the water assets, property, equipment, etc., would be dealt with, how many entities there would be, and what areas they could cover. The government has already established a new entity, Taumata Arowai, that will control and monitor national water standards starting from 1 July 2021. Here in Napier, we've already been working with the other Hawke's Bay councils to see how water services could be delivered differently in our region, and that work has contributed to the government's reform process. We have agreed to continue working with the government on the reform process through a memorandum of agreement. Being involved in the government's research and planning in this way doesn't mean we have signed up to any changes. Rather, it's an opportunity to work closely with central government as they understand how water services might be delivered in the future. It is expected that the government will make decisions on the reform options in May, and from there, government and councils are expected to engage with local communities about whether to be part of a new water service entity later in the year. If councils opt in, changes would likely come about sometime in 2024-25. At the moment, there is uncertainty about how the reforms may shape water service delivery in the future, but we do know our community needs water supply, wastewater and stormwater services. In fact, it's our top priority. We need to remain up to date with any potential changes and continue with our plans in the meantime. For information about specific projects, please see napier.govt.nz/water-projects. Three Waters, $12.5 million grant. We were awarded this grant by central government as part of the reform program. This money will help us accelerate our water projects, prepare for the new standards, fast-track the delivery of low-manganese drinking water, that's reducing dirty water, improve engagement with Māori and the wider community, upgrade our asset management system, upgrade our maintenance management transformation program. Say it, water supply. Clean, clear water supply is a must for Napier, but we need to overhaul and modernize our system to achieve it. After spending time assessing our current system, looking at what needs replacing and how best to monitor and secure our system, it is clear there is a lot to do. Some of our bores either need replacing now or will need replacing soon. We also need to reduce the manganese levels in the water that flows into our homes and businesses. The mixing of manganese and chlorine is responsible for the dirty water many of us have been experiencing. To lower the levels and achieve clean water, we need to build new modern treatment plants or find new water bores with lower manganese. We also need to break up our network into mini networks so that if we face issues in one part of the city, for example, a leak, it can be dealt with without it affecting the rest of Napier. It also means we can monitor our water systems better. New reservoirs are needed. We bought land on Mataruaho, Napier Hill, to establish up to three new reservoirs. All of this means our network can supply cleaner water that is more secure. We now have two options. The work can be done sooner, or the work can be done later. We want to do the work sooner so that some of the issues like dirty water can be dealt with earlier. Another reason we'd like to act quickly is because the government has indicated that new drinking water supply standards are on the way as early as this year. A draft of the standards has only just been made available, and we need to see how our current plan will need to be adjusted to meet them. It is possible that we'll need to action some temporary fixes to make sure our system meets the standards by the due date. To take a look at the draft drinking water standards, please see supporting documents section at sayitnapier.nz/LTP. What matters to you? Say it. We want to know your thoughts on the two water supply options. Tell us at sayitnapier.nz or use the submission form on the back page. Option 1, and this is the option that's proposed. Begin the work now. We propose this option because we've heard loud and clear that you see clean and clear water as a top priority, and we agree. We know that our network is outdated and will struggle to keep up with new and changing standards for drinking water supply, and we also know that modernizing our system to achieve better security could take a long time. There is no time like now to start the work. The sooner we begin, the sooner we can all benefit. Key projects that will modernize our network: 2 main bore fields with treatment plants that feed into our reservoirs. Replace Enfield Reservoir, Mataruaho, Napier Hill, and related pipes. Create mini networks within our main network. This option means we will meet national drinking water standards within 5 years. It has a total budget of $74 million capital over the next 10 years. $36 million would be spent within the first 4 years. Higher loan repayments earlier in the plan. Higher operating costs over the plan. How will this be funded? Capital, $74 million, $45 million in loans, and $29 million in reserves. Operating, that's rates, $7,000 for 2021 and 2022, and that's a total of $726,000 over years 2 to 10. How will this impact your rates? 0.21% increase, that's for loan repayment. Total rates increase from 2022 to 2023, $5.20, average annual rates increase per rateable property. Total rates increase from 2022 to 23 is 0.01%, and average annual rates increase per rateable property is $0.27. Option 2, begin the work later. This option delivers the same outcomes as our proposed option, but the work is spread over a longer time period. The main positive of this option is that it reduces the rates increase for the next 3 years by 0.12%. The downside is that the benefits of a modern, more secure network will take longer to take effect. This option means we will meet the national drinking water standards within 10 years. This may not be supported by the new water regulator. Has the same total budget of $77 million, that's $74 million plus inflation, as our proposed option, but reduces the amount we had planned to spend in the first 4 years to $22 million. Most of the spending starts from 2025. Lower loan repayments over the plan. Lower operating costs over the plan. How will option 2 be funded? Capital, $77 million. That's $46.4 million in loans, $30.6 million in reserves. How will this impact your rates? It will result in a 0.10% increase. that is loan repayment, and total rates increase from 2022 to 2023. And this will result in an average annual rates increase per rateable property of $2.46. Operating, that's rates, $7,000 2021 to 2022. And the figure for a total year 2 to 10 is $122,000. How will this impact your rates? Total rates increase from 2022 to 23 will be 0.01%, which will result in an average annual rates increase per rateable property of $0.27. Say it, can we go chlorine-free? Our community has signaled a preference for chlorine-free drinking water, so we commissioned an independent review looking into the costs and options around moving to a safe, chlorine-free network. The short answer is yes, we can go chlorine-free, but it will take a long time, a lot of money, and ongoing political commitment. To have a chlorine-free network, the water at the source must be clean, and the system delivering it to the tap has to be clean and secure. Safeguards must be in place to make sure the water is continuously safe, even if the system fails, e.g. leakage, breakage, contamination. The good news is that our source water is great, but the chlorine keeps us safe, and we have a lot of work to do to achieve a network secure enough to allow us to remove the chlorine from the water. Some of the work we're planning to do anyway, and the further work that we're proposing to do within the next 10 years, will help set us up for a chlorine-free future. There's a diagram that accompanies these words. Firstly, stage 3 chlorine-free by 2041 would cost $284 million. Or stage 2 advanced, $221 million. But that money will only go halfway towards the 2041 chlorine-free date. And then finally, there's stage 1, option 1 or 2, $178 million. $74 million of that would only take the work up to 2031. The diagram shows that the work we're planning in options 1 and 2 for our water supply program, which was described previously, won't be wasted if we can go chlorine-free in the longer term, but that there is still a shortfall of work needed. It also shows the additional estimated cost for a chlorine-free network. Does this matter to you? Do you agree with the direction we're taking? Tell us at sayitnapier.nz or use the submission form on the back page. What about fixing the dirty water? Dirty water is caused by a reaction that occurs when manganese and chlorine mix. This reaction causes a black solid that can coat the inside of pipes, making our water come out various shades of brown and black. Manganese has always been in our water, but the dirty water issues began when we were required to introduce chlorine into our water a few years ago. It has been worse in Tamatea, Onikawa and Pirimai because the bores that supply these areas have higher levels of manganese, but also because of different water pressure and flows. There are several projects underway to help sort out this problem. New bores. We've been hunting for new bores that have lower manganese levels, but so far we haven't identified any. So while we're still working on it, we plan to use additional Taradale bores, which are low in manganese, to supply more of the city. Mini networks. We're creating our first mini network in Tamatea, Parklands, which will mean we can better control the water pressure and flow into this area. We plan to feed this network from a bore that already has lower manganese. It is the first mini network we're establishing to break up our big network into several smaller ones, and more will follow. more cleaning. We are cleaning more of our pipes more often.